we're back on the DeQuisto Series podcast, and today we're talking about moon phase.
There you have it. That is the
really getting jacked up.
I'd say one of the biggest questions is always, do you believe in the moon phase? How do you use the moon phase to your advantage? For somebody who has no recollection of the moon but hears that and wants to use it.
Yeah, first of all, we'll clear up, because as soon as you start talking moon phase, someone's going to jump in and tell you it's the position of the moon, da-da-da, it's not got nothing to do with the phase. But I'll tell you why the phase has something to do with it. Is as important as the moon position.
So what do you mean by moon position and phase?
The moon being straight overhead is supposed to be the highest activity of whitetail moving. But that can be a phase.
That can occur in multiple phases.
Yeah, it could be a full moon, could be a three-quarter phase, or
so,
whatever that's at.
So now, just to clear that up, like when we speak of moon phase and using that to our advantage, and you know, kind of these things we'll talk about deciphering pattern and where to sit and why, we're referring to the actual position of the moon phase. We just call it moon phase. Coming off of one of the most popular questions is just, really, is moon phase important? Should I be looking at that? I would have to say yes. I think that if you're a hunter, if you're looking to do your best job in the woods and capitalize on the most activity and get things done more often, you should have a relatively good understanding of moon position and phase, because those things can be used, I think, right, in your advantage, and they can breed success. I also think it's very important not to get too wrapped up in the moon. But how would you answer that initial question?
So some people flat out just think it's just hooky. It's a myth. It's not there. So over the decades of hunting, before even there was books out and moon guides, I just observed from literally thousands and thousands of hours of hunting whitetail what they were doing and what the moon just happened to be doing. So that's where I came into it. And then as this gravitated, and I think it was Jeff Murray that wrote a book on it and then had the guide years ago. I think I picked up a guide and I started just checking what I was seeing and noticing against the guides, and the stuff is just right on the money. Now, here's one thing I will say. It seems to be more on the money in that September, October earlier season, because even though the moon position and phases will be when deer are moving, there's tons of things that actually will trumpet the rut.
So let me reel you in here, because you're going on a way long line. I wanna dive into a couple of points you made, because we're getting deep here. Do you remember early on hunting when it was you made the conscious correlation, like, do you remember what that looked like? Like you just...
Yes, I was a big field edge hunter years ago. I spent a lot of time hunting crop fields, clover fields on the edge of big national forage edges. And being on those evening posts, I just noticed deer movement. And deer would come out. The next night they would come out a little later. The next night they would come out a little later. And then pretty soon they wouldn't come out. And it ended up being where it was a full moon. So just to give you a long and short, and then we'll dissect it. When there's a full moon in the evening, it's horrible evening hunting. It's slow. The deer get up. They don't make a big movement. And then I would notice from actually traveling after hunting, I'd always be, you know, in post before sunup hunt. And I found myself on the way home, driving back, noticing at 11:30 in the morning, these huge bucks out feeding in fields. And it was always on a full moon evening that the deer were moving later the next morning. So what I just started.
So do you remember making that? How long do you think it took before you started to realize and start to, Like, what even bred the thought of thinking like, oh, this might be correlated to the moon? Was it fishing? Because I know you did a lot of fishing.
No, it had nothing to do with fishing. I didn't do as much back then, but I did do some research now in the last 5 years.
It's big with fishing. This movement, huge.
It's big with everything. I spent so many hours in just sitting in a stand on an Evening Post, and you know, all of a sudden it's getting to be a full moon. You know, it's
like you see that moon coming up, and you're realizing,
you know, it's up,
and you're realizing as these nights where you're seeing that moon, because when it is closer to full, it does appear sooner, and you can get, you're realizing that on those nights you're not seeing the activity you normally would.
It seemed to me that the best hunting for me would be the moon phases coming up to a full.
Yeah,
those were prime time field edge hunting. And I just noticed that the deer, like I said, would come out a little later, a little later, a little later. And then as those quarters got up to a full moon, when it got to the full, deer weren't freaking moving at all on the field edges.
Yeah, and it's just interesting to me because obviously today in age, there's so many documents, and there's Google, and there's the internet, and there's YouTube. But I was just personally interested in just, you know, looking back because, you know, it's crazy because there wasn't that stuff. So you had to realize those things on your own. And
here's what I don't get. So people always bring up, oh, there's this study that it has nothing to do. And they start throwing in that a guy will make a statement about the rut. This has nothing to do about the rut.
Well, it's important to note, too, that everybody hears about a study or hears about a project. And the thing about studies is there's always variables. So it's hard without knowing what they're talking about. I think, you know, diving into the next part of this, which we can't talk about this without really, really saying what it is. And then I'll kind of say my piece, and then you can come in because I think you were going there. But when we look at the moon phase and the moon position, what this is it's the moon's position affects the gravitational pull on the Earth, which affects feeding, right? Like this is all correlating around the feeding patterns.
Right.
So this the position of the moon is affecting when these deer are naturally wanting to be on their feet and graze. That's correct. Right? I mean, so that's where we can kind of see these separations where guys are, you know, they might be trying to use this moon tactic in a time of the year where it might not be best for it. Rut activity starts to take over. Not that those deer aren't going to be feeding, but it will affect the bucks because the bucks are not, even with that pull, the testosterone is overpowering that. So they're looking for does, but those does will still be feeding at those times.
So don't correlate the movement and the feeding with movement, because deer will get up out of their beds and won't move anywhere, and they'll feed at these times.
And that's what I meant. Yeah. Well, I said on their feet feeding.
Right. So that doesn't mean they're going to make a movement all the way out to the field to feed or come back. Sometimes they stay.
Yeah, the moon doesn't affect their, like, it doesn't speed up their normal daily routine and pattern. It just, when the moon is strong, like whether they're in their bed, and I think now the hot point of the moon phase and what you want to focus on is you want to correlate those natural movement times of a whitetail, which would be dawn and dusk. And now when the moon has that pull corresponding with that prime time, that's when you get the hottest action, right? Because it's deer are wanting to be on their feet more. They're already in their pattern. They're not opposed to if they would be bedded.
Right. So let's say, and again, I didn't pick up on the chart until the chart came out and started following it. And then I started utilizing it pretty steady. But there'll be times when the deer will be feeding, but they'll be feeding in bedding areas and won't go out to a field edge. And I've made this point numerous times. Now, and we have properties. I can sit and watch from my house every day. I'm observing deer. I can see food plots from here. I can see deer movement. Point being taken that some of these times you'll go down on a field that's normally got 200 deer coming out to this field. And when the moon phase is not right and they're staying back in their bedding, you'll go down there, it's like a ghost town. There's not a deer on that field, which is, that's got to, you know, something's got to go off in your head that there's a reason for this. So to go back to movement and feeding, so you'll still, you can still go down on that field edge, and in October, I'll hunt that four, and I'll hunt the scrapes that are on the field edge. And you won't get all those does, and the majority of the deer will not come down to feed. But them bucks will still come out of that bedding area, and they'll go down, and they'll move, and they'll cover a lot of ground, but it's got nothing to do with feeding now.
Yeah, that's...
So you can't let that change your thought on hunting bucks versus doe.
Well, I think that's a big thing, too, that you always hear is guys, they see more deer at those times, so they think they correlate that to the phase or whatever it may be, but realistically, that's rut activity and pre-rut activity that's causing that movement. They're going to check those scrapes.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with
because of the moon.
Right.
Not because of feeding.
Exactly.
It's territorial and it's that time. So
where you get your sweet spot is when the does are up and feeding, and that's why you'll get a lot of them bucks that are up. They're starting to nose around and sniff around the does, and that activity just collides with it all. So, like I said, it seemed to me it's more of a critical or aid to you in that time in October when the movement of deer is not big at all anyhow, where, they could be bedding almost where they're feeding. It's very critical to know that they're going to get up at least a mil around their bedding area rather than just staying bedded until pitch dark. You're just not going to see them then.
Yeah, and, one of the biggest things, so I've had some controversial topics on the moon in the past, and I think it always comes off that I'm not, oh, yeah, well, he's, if you got different camps, whether you got pro moon or no moon, right? And they say, oh, well, he's not a moon believer. I am a believer in the moon 100%. I just think it's important that you really know what that means and you more so use it to your advantage versus let it dictate your season. Because I know people that will literally tell me, oh, well, I'm not going in because it's not the right moon phase, or not hunting because it's, man, that if you're doing that, you're just missing out big time. What I found changed with me, because at the beginning, now I always knew that you followed the moon, and about the time, like when I started hunting, the Murray thing happened, like the moon guide, right? That that was a thing there. So, and I was always cautious of that.
Yeah, for a while, I didn't think you even.
Well, I don't look at it.
Let's put this, when it started, you probably has a little skeptical, but now that you've hunted all these years and did just what I did, notice what's going on in the woods, you're starting to see something like, hey.
No, I think it's a little of the opposite.
Oh.
So at first, well, you lived by it. So I was like, well, this is it, this is what it's got to be. And I would look at the chart and I would pay a lot of attention to the moon. But I felt it, over the years, as I think like matured as a hunter, my view on the moon didn't change, but it was affecting the way I hunted a lot more than and I think that affected it. But then as the years went, I didn't look at it as much, and I didn't look at it as much because I do feel that so much of the season is being affected by so much more than just the moon chart. So, to whereas even I look at the moon a lot of days, and I know that, or let's say it's October 26th, it's not quite getting there yet, but I look at that moon phase and like, that's prime scrape time, right? Like this is, and you can dial that back to, we've had does come in early October. So instead of just looking at the moon chart or looking at the moon and trying to think like, oh, well, the moon's good, so I'm going to hunt here, I more so started just hunting on pure sign. If I'm spending too much of my time looking at the moon guide and really trying to play off that feeding versus just looking at like where these bucks are starting to be territorial, I think keeping myself out of the game for a while.
Here's what I'll say. It absolutely 100% has an effect on the movement of whitetail. And I can say that, not to cite any studies, I can say that because I pay attention and I've watched it over the years. I even do it when the hunting season's not on and I'm driving around and all of a sudden I'm seeing all kinds of deer in a field at a certain time. And I just go take a little peek at the old moon guide and boom, it's on the money. I watch my cameras. Now, again, there's other things that could maybe you're baiting instead of the deer's not doing its normal movement, or you're hunting bigger timber. Times I've gone out scouting and I've gone down to the bottom over at one of our leases, and I mean, there's 50 deer out in the field at high noon feeding, and there's turkeys running around, it's all kinds of, and I go look at the chart and it's 1201 or something. So do I let that dictate how I hunt? If it was noon, I still get up early and I hunt the mornings. If I'm in there, let's say in early season, you know, I don't hunt long, I might be 9:30, 10 at the latest, and if that moon guide says there's gonna be an activity at another hour, 11, I'll just sit it out, and I'll sit for that extra hour movement. And while I'm on post doing that, lo and behold, as soon as that time gets there, all of a sudden you see a few deer, see a little movement, and then all of a sudden it pans off. So I've seen that so many times and enough, you know, I don't have to listen to anybody's theories or studies or anything on a chart. So that's where I fall on the movement of the moon. That's 100%.
This is where I think I separate a little bit, and where people get a kick out of it. This is where I think I separate a little bit, because I'm a believer in the fact that when you're out in the timber and you spend so many hours out there, right? And just like your testament to, you know, knowing these things, I think things are as deep as you look into them. And there's been so many times, because I've done this too, you know, I try and, instead of listening to studies, you know, I try and do my own studies. And I've watched the time on the moon guide, I bet, just as many times as not watching it. And it was a bust for me. So I look at it as a point to where, like,
explain that point.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm getting at is there's so many variables and it's so general that if you're looking for that pattern, you can find it. Like, I mean, you'll always find it.
Well, here's where,
you know what I'm saying?
Here's like, where you might be missing a little bit. A lot of guys miss it. So this is what so let's say you're hunting for a big buck. You're hunting in some areas now at a certain time of year. There's not a lot of deer. There's only this one buck that's hanging out here, and you're trying to get on him.
Mm-hmm.
You're not seeing what's going on with all these does and things of that nature. Or let's say it's the rut, and the moon guide says that they shouldn't be moving, and you're seeing all kinds of movement because the bucks are out. It's a whole different animal. So going back into the open hardwoods years ago, and again, going back to these where it was a full moon, and then you go in the morning and you see nothing from sun up to sundown, and all of a sudden you see that movement late mornings. It was just that pattern. I didn't have a chart. I didn't have anything to do with it, but I knew that that was happening. And let's say I'd be hunting these hardwoods and I'd see the deer come through at 8:30. The next day they would come through at 9, almost an hour later. The next day they would come through an hour later, and it would just get later and later. And some days maybe they didn't come through. Well, I was smart enough to know that.
I'm curious why you didn't move in on those deer and you stayed in the same spot.
Nothing big enough. They're just coming through those. It was October.
You still thought you were going to get. Now, were they?
Now, you got to remember, dude, this is back.
I'm just,
way back,
yeah,
in the.
You're,
you know,
still figuring it out.
I had
out.
This
I yeah.
kind of
yeah.
bucks I was killing back then. Yeah. But the deer movement. So back to my point. Let's say one day those deer didn't show through there, right? I'm smart enough to know that something boogered up them deer for a day or whatever, and it was pattern. And in browsing in hardwoods, those deer aren't just moving through the woods. They're literally feeding on acorns and browse. So it's their feeding pattern back through to where they were heading. So I seen that in field edges. I seen it back in the woods. I seen it from the vehicle. I see it. A couple years ago, you remember when I said it was it's saying it's going to be noon? And I, you know, I was taking the crops out, so I had to be loading wagons early. I didn't get any hunting. I didn't get my evening posts were screwed up. I dove in here at an hour before it said it was going to be prime time. Could have killed two Pope and Youngs. Everything was up. Got up, started moving for that hour.
Yeah, but you don't do that every day. Those deer could have been there a week prior, too. Like, that's what I'm getting at is, like, there is the possibility that this is happening uncorrelated to like the, I guess what I'm saying is I always hear, oh, dude, this moon stuff is crazy. Look at this. I shot my buck at 753 in a transition. And I think at least 50% of that is chance. I think a lot. I think if you're looking for it,
I mean, what chance?
There's always that. I think there'll always be a correlation to a pattern. If you want a pattern, if you want to see it, you'll see it. You know what I'm saying? No, you're not getting
it. Have you ever been in the woods when the deer just aren't moving and they're bedded down?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's.
But you're always in. You're not. It's not a controlled test. You're not always in the same spot for the entire season on different moon phases. So that could just be your spot.
I don't believe so.
I mean, it could be. Because think about this. Deer only move in a certain area, right? Or let's say we're talking a certain group. If you're outside of that area and you're experiencing a dead zone and then all of a sudden you're moving, you're hanging and banging, and all of a sudden you get into the hot thing and it's a good mood time, if you were still outside of where you needed to be, you'd still be screwed. And you could still...
That don't mean that the deer weren't moving where there was a bunch of
deer. I didn't say it didn't. Right. But I'm saying what you're seeing... It all depends on where you're at, the position. Your set might be better than the day before.
Okay, so we're getting off course here now. So that's going on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is that when the majority of deer are moving between 9:30 and 10, that's your activity, okay? You might not be on the spot with deer, just like you said. And if you're not going to see any deer. So you think in your head, well, I was out in the perfect moon phase and I didn't see anything. I hunted the whole week and I didn't see anything for that moon phase. Dude, all the deer were on your neighbor's property.
Yeah, but...
And they were moving at 9:30.
So when I stopped really, really overthinking the moon phase is when I started to kill deer on shit moon phases in spots where it said them deer weren't supposed to be. And it was not rut related because this is early season. So that's when I started to
early
try
season,
and look at it in a bigger picture.
When the bucks are out moving... Checking scrapes and starting their pecking
order. They weren't scraping. We're talking opening day. We're talking just a couple days in the season. It's not like there wasn't a predominant rut activity in these years. And that's what I mean about everybody wants to, they want to give a reason, an exact reason to it. Like I said at the beginning of the podcast, I'm 100% believer in that the deer feed in accordance to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think... It does not handcuff a deer to a pattern. It does not handcuff them to when they'll be feeding
We've already made that point that there's all kinds of different things that affect
it. I'm saying with nothing, even that, because I've killed deer, like 6 hours before the prime time in a different
well, what is that
area?
I mean,
I'm just saying, it makes perfect sense.
It still doesn't mean that the deer weren't moving at the...
I didn't say that.
Right.
But when you're saying that, all deer are moving at this, you know, I've seen deer that were bedded up to me that didn't move at these prime times. So like those are experiences that I've had personally to where I'm thinking like, oh, okay, well, and that's why I think that nothing is a constant. It's happening. It's not happening to all the deer at all the same time. Like, I mean,
no, I would tell you, there's weather. There's
I'm
rut
not
activity.
Talking about weather.
I'm going to tell
I'm
you about
talking
them all.
In a perfect.
Let me give you all the different effects. So deer, let's say they're on a pattern. They're moving a little later every day, and they're going according to the moon phase. You got the rut kicking in. You got coyotes causing shit. You got people pressure causing crap. There's all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Late season, cold weather. They got to feed. They can't just feed here and there. They need to get out and get the feed bag on. So there's all kinds of things that affect that movement pattern where you might think it's not. But what I'm saying, 100%, that moon has a correlation on the movement of deer feeding.
And what I'm saying is in a vacuum,
mm-hmm.
even let's say you have all these things or you have none of them, I'm saying that there is no way to measure that moon's effect on all deer.
Somebody said there was
deer.
Well, they said that they tagged them and they watched them.
And that's not all deer. That's
right.
The ones that they tagged. I'm
exactly.
saying. So all's I'm getting at is that it's just like, you know, the theory behind like, oh, well, bucks do this. They bed like this. They come in with the wind like this. They bed in these areas. They like this in their No.
I mean, it's just common sense.
Well, it's not common sense to a lot of people.
Most of the deer do come in a certain way in bed with the wind in a certain way at their back. And that's – so that's the most of it or the big picture. But, yeah, there's different things that cause those deer to bed different too. So.
And most can mean a big, vast thing. I mean, you could be – you know, the majority would be 51%. So if – you know, maybe only half the deer are moving like that. Some – just like people are different. I mean, I know people are affected by the moon.
I know that.
And different things. That's what I'm getting at. That's why these things can't be looked at, in my mind, so rigid. Because just like you've seen it to happen, and that's all general, and what I believe is people are seeing, that you can make a correlation. I had a conversation with a guy a few weeks ago who was correlating deer photos to a moon phase and a wind and then a ridge slope and the height up the valley.
I don't know anything about that.
but if you look at that and you look at this, they're two in the same. If you're looking hard enough for a pattern, I mean, you'll see it.
No.
Yeah, if you see 20 deer throughout the morning, let's say you're hunting a heavily populated area, and you see one at 7, and you see one at noon, and you see one at 10, and you see one at 1, and the moon phase says 11, well, where you could say, oh, yep, I seen that one deer right at 11 o'clock. Boom, it's on. But realistically, you were seeing deer all day.
Right.
But you're only making that correlation because you're only looking for the 11 o'clock deer. Not me. That's what I'm saying.
I'm observing what's going on, and I'm seeing the movement, the majority of it through.
Yeah.
Here's a good point. So in the mornings, you got deer coming off the fields. At sunup, the normal movements, they get back into the bedding area. They're all in there in their bed, and I'll sit. And then the moon phase will say another an hour and a half of movement. I'll see the same damn deer that just passed me up in the morning just to come back into the bedding area, get up, and mill around and move again in there at them times. So there's something triggering them to get up and do some movement at that time.
And what I would say is I've seen the exact same thing on not those times. So something happened there, like you mentioned before. There's all sorts of factors. So how do you know he didn't catch wind of a coyote and wanted to be on his feet and start
grazing? I'm not
grazing.
Talking he. I'm talking just deer in general.
Okay. she or he. How do you know something else didn't
the
affect
buck's
that?
Buck's a whole different game. So
how do you know something else didn't affect that, though?
Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because you look at this, and do you carry around a moon guide and watch the times and stuff?
I used to, but now I don't because I've seen too many variables in it.
So I still do. And I watch it, and every occurrence that I see, that I check it.
Okay.
And that's why I believe 100% in this, because I've seen it with my own eyes. And I'm not talking a couple times. I'm not talking a dozen times. I'm talking over years of experience watching that. And there's definitely – so it's definitely a piece of puzzle. Here's a perfect example. If I'm out looking around trying to find where deer are bedding, I'm not going to go up when it says that the deer are moving at 10:30, 11, I'll stay out of the woods, and I'll go out there when the deer are supposed to be bedded. And most of the time, I will find my bedded deer. And if I go in a time that it says they're moving, I'm just wasting my time because I'm bumping deer that are just up on their feet already, milling around or whatever.
Yeah, and that's where I'm saying I think it's important to look at both sides of it because, you know, I've done a lot of checking, a lot of checking just like you have, and, you know, except I started looking for the opposite, you know, being conscious of, you know, I've had awesome sits that were right on the moon time, but I'm like, well, okay, and then at the same time, a week later, a week prior, or, you know, and even, I think when I got most interested in it is when I started diving into bedding areas, and I hate sitting late. I don't like sitting late. I don't even like being out there. I like to get some scouting done. But when I started hanging around to try and test these theories, I was seeing all sorts of stuff. I mean, literally, I was seeing so much movement because I was in that area. They were spending so much time that this was it on the times or on the majority of times that I checked it. It wouldn't matter when you were in there if you were in the game. Now, I was in the spot, you know, and that was
what
the betting
time of year?
Area. But. You know, but that's the thing. I've literally seen it happen to where no movement happened on these prime times at all. From a, you know, from five, let's say five or six deer are bedded in there. does, a couple small bucks, whatever, and just looking for that movement. You know, I've seen it not happen. So, and then I've seen it happen later than it said it was going to. So, I don't know. There's just, there's too many times have I seen that to really dive in wholeheartedly.
You probably shouldn't even pay attention to the moon phase then at all.
That's really what I don't. That's really what I do. I mean, the extent of me paying attention to the moon phase now would be, man. I mean, if anything, what I will do is I'll glance at it, and I will look at the moon phase in a huge picture throughout the couple months that I'll be hunting, and if I got some. Now, I never let that dictate if I'm going to hunt, but if I got to schedule a meeting, you know, and I think about the piece I'm going to hunt, how easy bedding is to access, what type of situations that piece offers, like if it's a lot of field edge, if it's big open country, if it's a lot of bedding, if I can get tight to that bedding access, and I look at that, and then I'll try and correlate like my open slots to like if I want to hunt that property versus something else due to the moon phase. And I actually found a lot of luck focusing on the shit times of the moon phase that people say not to hunt, because that just gives me more intel that I can dive deep and have more action versus everybody's all gung-ho on the red times and they want to hit the, because everybody wants to sit on a field edge for some reason. But if you start looking away from that.
You're talking about diving in bedding areas and inside the bubble, going after bucks and all that. That's all of it. What I'm talking about is the general overall movement. And so field edge, and why the guys want the red time is that the activity is normally up than at prime time, and normally when you're on a field edge. But if you watch, you'll see that, and anybody who hunts fields is going to see it, because now you can see the whole picture, not in a bubble. The deer will come out at one time, and you'll just see, they'll just start, every day it just gets a little later, and then it gets to be that they're not on the fields. I've been on prime fields, food plots, that are like a ghost town when it's a full moon.
Yeah, that's 100%.
Here's how I capitalize on that. If you want action on a full moon evening post, you better be with almost shooting distance of where that deer is bedded.
So That's what I was getting at with my extent of using the moon phase is to look at it a little deeper, not on a day-by-day basis, but kind of strategically use that to put myself in the best position versus the property I'm going to hunt. And then I'll start to look at things like that. Like I like to hunt closer to the bedding, more in the bedding, and then, you know, I might utilize that versus those field edge times. But that's kind of the season and an overview.
Where we're at is there's tons of guys out there that don't believe it and tons of guys that do.
And the reason I went into that is because of the next or one of the big other questions is, what is the best moon phase to hunt? And I think every moon phase is the best to hunt as long as you're in the right area. Like, that's how I would answer that. And, you know, I mean, you can say that the field edge moon phase is the best, but it's not. I'm saying in general, I'm talking to everybody. Like, you could say that, but every moon phase, in my mind, there is no red hot moon phase. They're all equally as good as the other. It just all depends on where you are.
Okay, and I'm saying the total opposite of that. The quartering up to the full, three quarters on the upward movement of the moon to the full is phenomenal. And when you get to the same
phases
on the back, I don't know why. From personal experience. Yeah. And on the back side, it just, so here it is.
But like you said.
So it gets better and better and better at that time.
Only for the area.
Whatever area you're in. If you're up north or whatever. Here,
no, I'm saying the area on the property.
Hear me out. So it gets better and better, and it seems to me that when it gets past that and the moon is on the flip side of it going down, it's not getting better and better. It's getting a little worse and worse for movement, and it just seems like it's not as effective. So when it gets to that full, I mean, that's the big one through October, that I really key in on that. Then it gets to the full, then it turns when it gets to the full. Morning hunts, late in the mornings, are phenomenal. And in the mornings, after full moon, those deer will be bedded by sunup, still in their beds, and they don't get up and move till 9 through 11. So,
And I think right there, that's just a whole different tactic you need to employ. Like, you can utilize every moon phase, as long as those moon phases are within daylight hours. I think they're all equally as good, because as you stated before, you're on a property, yep, and you're watching this movement transition. If you start to transition movement, then you're capitalizing on that moon phase.
Okay, but here's where you're missing it. So the 3/4, that's when it starts getting to be where it's, you know, it's overhead. If you have a half a moon and the thing's not overhead, to me, that's a horrible moon phase. And I wouldn't look for a big, great, you know, field edge hunt on that. You get a few tricks out.
See, that's what I mean, though. We're not looking, like, everybody's looking for the field edge hunt. That moon, though, will still be good in a different, retrospect.
Yeah, there's places where there are no fields. And that's going on in the woods, too.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm just trying to use that as an example, because a guy could, literally, when you're out there, you can see that more than you can see it in the timber, because you're seeing a couple deer here or there. You're getting to look at a 40-acre field edge with deer coming, a lot of different groups coming out, and you're seeing the overall success of it. I did the same thing with fish. Just 5 years ago, I wanted to see about fish activity to moon charts. And I don't want to get too crazy on it, but I sat the river with 40 or 50 boats out there by the dam, and it said activity was going to be between 2 and 3 o'clock, and I can watch all the boats fishing, and not a guy would pull a fish until it got close to that moon phase where it said it would be biting. And all of a sudden you go a rod here, a rod there, and everybody's just about catching a few fish, and then it died off again when it said it did. So I think it's, and guys with muskies been following the moons for decades. So it is, to me, a movement. It ain't the end all of it. There's guys that have been hunting for years that have no concept of even that. And then what they do is they just get out prime time in the morning. And sometimes they have a shitty hunt, and sometimes they have a good hunt. And to me, they probably had the good hunt on a good moon phase, and they had the shitty hunt on a shitty moon phase, and they never knew it because they just don't pay attention to it. So,
yeah, I mean, if you are paying attention, even if you're not conscious of the phase, but you adapt a different style and a different tactic, when you've noticed these dead times, that's how you can make that current moon phase,
again,
your best moon phase.
For guys like us, really, it's a little part of the puzzle, because we're not hunting the movement of a bunch of deer just to indulge. We're after bucks, and bucks do way different things, and a lot of their lifestyle has to do with not feeding.
Which is another big reason it's used, but it's taken with a grain of salt. And there's too many variables.
There was a guy that put a post on and said something about, he right away came up about their study on the rut deer that they have, moon's got nothing to do with it. I agree 100%. But we're not talking about a buck.
But now, talking about the moon, this is where we got some overlap. There is correlation to deer coming in estrus due to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all on lunar cycles. So, I think there's a whole different, but that's something totally different. That's literally when actual deer are coming into estrus, not about feeding whatsoever. But it is on cycle of the moon, and sometimes those can be off or whatever, and I don't know too much about that, but that's where I think some people might look at them and think they're both the same thing, maybe, with those studies. But
should I give the example of emergency in a hospital? You can go back and look at all the records and all the data on the
now we're going conspiracy, and this
no,
is what
this
I'm
is
talking
not
about.
Conspiracy, dude. We would put on extra officers when it got toward the full moon, because when the full moon came out, the nuts came out of the woodwork,
this is
brother.
What everybody's missing, though. They're not looking at all the other instances where all the nuts came out of the woodwork, because there was no correlation.
Well, here, this is why they're not looking
at
it.
And it did happen. Trust me, it happened.
Look why it's happening. Because over down by the river where there's no people and nothing going on, you didn't see that. But at a high concentration of people coming in,
I'm saying it happened there. It's just like the fishing analogy.
Yep.
I guarantee you there was other instances in which that same thing happened, and the time wasn't that time.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, because I know it to be true. I've literally caught fish. Like, because I started looking at that.
Moon phase
that I started trying. See, I, but that's the thing. It's just like saddle hunting. I'm never going to talk about something unless I've actually tried it. And I've actually got in the freaking trenches with it. And I've went a few rounds with it. Otherwise, you know, whatever.
Right.
And this is something that, you know, these last few years, I was like, okay, let me see. You know, I'm downloading these fish apps and looking at that. And I like to test these things. And I've caught fish on horrible times.
Yeah,
like literally
snagging them with a treble hook. Yeah. Catch. I can.
Well, there you go.
I can get them to bite at any time.
That's what I'm talking about.
A bad moon phase.
I'm talking. See, that's a. I'm glad you said that.
And that's what you're doing with your whitetail hunting.
No,
you're going in there. You're
in a way.
Yep. You're making.
So
it
right
happen.
There, you
I
know,
gotcha. I'm
even
100%, man.
You can look at the moon phase. Let's say you and your buddies are going fishing. You can look at that phase and you can know, well, shit, you know, fish aren't really gonna want to be feeding right now. But maybe we need to use a reaction bait. Maybe we need to get up on them harder, and we need to throw fast-moving baits, and maybe we need to encourage that, you know. It's just like – it's like if the turkeys ain't wanting to move, maybe we need to push the – you know. It's the same thing. You just change up your tactic, but you're still using the moon. You're just not letting the moon dictate what you're – like everything.
Yeah. Okay. Did we get anything figured out here today?
I think we did. I think
look at that 3/4 moon. There's deer all around the cabin here right now while we're talking.
Yeah, and there was last night on a quarter moon, and that's what I'm getting at. Yeah, I think the man, I always come back to the overthinking concept, and I say this because I know it all too well, because I overthink every aspect of my life, and I watch people overthink the moon phase and overthink these things that they're seeing and try and make them fit. Or overthink why deer are eating bean pods, or why they're doing. Forget it, man. Just go hunt, and just use little bits and pieces of it. That's where you're going to have the success, you know.
I'm lost.
You're lost at what?
The bean pod thing.
I'm saying everybody's so caught up in why things happen instead of just learning how to identify them happening and capitalizing on them.
I just told you that's how I figured it out. I didn't.
Yeah, but you're even far into these conspiracies now about how, like, oh, yeah. Like,
what's the conspiracy?
Hospitals are crazy on full moons.
They are.
And,
well, I worked 5 years in one.
That was that hospital in the couple instances you've
everyone.
Seen.
Talk to any cop, they'll tell you the same
shit. That shit happens all the time, though, is what I'm saying. And it can't be just correlated to the, you know.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
That's the point.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't happen all the time. It happens more in certain times. But anyhow, so getting back to it, utilize it. Don't ever let it keep you from hunting. Period. Right.
Let's end this podcast with a story. Or do you got anything? Any cool story on how you use the moon phase to your advantage to kill one or anything cool that? All right. Well, let's hear it.
So, Illinois, was down there hunting a world-class deer.
Was this the world's coldest day?
No, this wasn't on it.
Okay.
I just had to check. It was probably one of the coldest days, but not the
temperature-wise. We'll feature this
anyhow.
On an upcoming episode of the podcast. It's a famous story about the coldest day.
Yeah, that's another.
Getting back to this. All right, the moon.
Yeah, the moon phase had no correlation at 60 below zero. They were out at noon. When it was warmest feeding, no matter what the phase was. So this is when I started to get into that, and I had the charts, and I could watch them. Had a place down in southern Illinois, lived there for a while, and I was hunting a specific deer. And on the way to hunting the deer, I did some scouting. We told you this before. I jumped a buck, a huge buck, on a little island in the grass of like a thicket. Knew the buck was in there. So as I would go hunt from a daily basis, I could see that bedding area, that spot where that buck was bedded, from the road. So I'd go out in the afternoon to head out to hunt, and I'd always glass over there, and I could see that I could see that buck bedded in there. And I'd had the chart, and for 3 days I followed it, and it said bedding area, activity of feeding like at 2 o'clock or whatever it was, 1 o'clock. And that deer was there for 3 days held up. And even when it said it was feeding, it was up outside of that thicket, standing, feeding on grass, but never left the bedding area. And it's in it, and the chart showed that. So I kept hunting, and I wasn't having a good success because these things were locked up, just like I said. You had to get on their bedding area. That deer didn't show. I went for weeks, not been able to tie into that deer, so I figured somebody probably shot it or whatever. And with, I believe it was a day of the season left, the chart was starting to show that the deer would be on the fields early and heading back to the bed. Jumped into that on that island and smoked that deer at 8:30 in the morning coming back to his bed. And if I'd have tried to do that a few days earlier of that, obviously he would have been in there and either bedded or right there, and I'd have bumped him out and probably couldn't have done it. So,
and the phase you killed him on was what phase?
Oh, it
was
I don't know what the phase was. I was watching the times on the.
But the time you went in on a field edge time or a feeding time, that was 8:30.
It showed the deer movement now
at 8:30.
Yeah. And coming off, but not in
on
the bedding area.
On,
yeah, transition coming back to it. So I was able to catch him coming back to that bed. And it was a horrible, horrible week. I wasn't seeing a lot of deer. Deer were obviously on a property, and that big deer just wasn't anywhere to be found. But and that deer was a dandy of a buck. So even to this day, you know, I talk with a buddy in that and all that, and he drives truck. And he calls me, man, a deer freaking all over at 11:30. I just pull out the old chart and look at it, and it's just like, it's just on the money.
Man,
so
you're just wanting that correlation.
It's a fact.
You're finding it because you're looking for it.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Here's the guy that's seeing deer at this time, and I'm looking for the chart, and it's right. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. If you're
looking
for it, you will find it.
Why, when we're out glassing, we ain't seeing any deer coming out on the edge of the field at certain times, and then all of a sudden you go shining maybe hour and two later, and it's
that's
loaded.
Just the field, though. That's where.
Well, they're out of the woods in the field.
Well, and that, you know, so with that, okay. You know, I mean, with your story, I'll kind of follow it up. I think. Man, I was really trying to recall the specific details of this to go into it, but generally speaking, on a moon perspective, I think the year I really started ditching the moon was when I was hunting a buck hard and really trying to kill him early season, and I kept using that moon fit. Like, I knew I was... With every bone in my body, I was confident. I had found this deer's track. I knew where he was eating. I had kicked him up out of his bedding area, but I wasn't at that point in my hunting career confident enough to make that move to get in and try and kill him on his bed. So I knew where that was. I had all the pieces to the puzzle, and I also had this moon guide. And at this point in time, I was really like, that's what it was. Like, that's where I was at. I was using it for hunting. And I had this buck figured out and knew where he was. And I was hunting him off this moon guide. And I'd wait for these winds. I'd get these perfect winds on where he was feeding at, you know, in the evening and these primetime moons. And I would never see him. And I know you can say there could be variables for that, because I agree. Mm-hmm. There could be tons of variables to that. Just like there could be variables to why you're seeing them. But anyway, so, you know, I experienced this a few times, and it actually went through another cycle, you know, and then I was thinking, like, oh, man, I was getting kind of bent out of shape, and I had to leave, and I ended up coming back, and I was hunting this deer some more. And this is all early. I think I ended up killing this deer on the 14th of November, or October.
Red moon, wasn't it?
No, it actually wasn't. I ended up, you know, I think it was, I wish I wouldn't knew how many days it was into it. But on these days where, you know, it was saying the deer were supposed to be moving in the feeding area. So then I had to start creeping closer to the bedding area. And I ended up actually, you know, getting close, but never could have that wind. And in the midst of buying time until I could get into the betting area and hit him and kill him, I actually ended up killing him way closer to the food source on a horrible day where the moon phase said 1:30 p.m., midday, you know, movement, lockdown, you know, and he was making that movement not on that, like, it was completely opposite. And you know, that was one of the instances that happened that it where it clicked to me that, like, just because, like, it's not all deer. There's so many there's so many things.
Right, but that's just one deer in one point in time. I mean, well, that could happen.
Just like yours was one deer in
one point
in time.
No, I'm talking hundreds of instances I've watched these.
And I've watched a lot, too. Maybe not hundreds, because I can't say that. But then diving into bedding areas and then really looking at these times, then the type of person I am, just like with the other shit that I do, I started to try and purposely kill deer on times that were completely opposite, you know, and
that can be done.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't say it can't be, right. But what I'm saying is I was looking for the devil's advocate of this to,
I think I might have it on this one. So just like, if you talk to some big elk hunters or guys up north would hunt wolves will change the entire pattern of a whitetail hunting when they're getting harassed. They're not out moving around. Maybe you were the wolf and you were harassing the shit out of that deer and he started moving in a different pattern just to stay a step ahead of you or something.
Well, and that's what I mean about there's so many things that can happen. There's right. So many things that are going on that's why I think it's just as hard to prove this factual, like, set in stone, the moon.
Not set in stone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, no. The moon doesn't, man, it's important to know, but it's not the know-all. Well, you heard it here. Those are our takes on the moon and moon phases. We're curious to hear what you think. You know, you can use this conversation and formulate your own opinion and do your own tests and let us know how it works out for you. Leave comments on here and send us the info. See you next time.
More later.